This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, a production of the Montreal Bias and the Rabbit Habs Podcast Network. Good to have you along after a frustrating night for your Montreal Canadiens. I gotta say, that was a tough one to watch. On Tuesday night, the Dallas Stars at the Bell Center. This one, can I just say right off the top, the Dallas Stars should be better. That's my main thing. Not necessarily on the season so far or in the game that we saw on Tuesday night, but just in general, I think the Stars should be a better team. You look at their roster and I feel like they underperform pretty much every year. That's my thoughts anyway. I mean, the Canadiens end up losing this one 4-1. So clearly a decent game for the Stars at the Bell Center. When all was said and done, but that's not how this one started necessarily. Not how it started at all, in fact. The Canadiens get out to a pretty significant start. Hit a pair of posts, get a bunch of chances all through the first 10 minutes, even the first period, really. The Canadiens owned the whole thing. You heard a lot from Domi, Drouin, Riley. It seemed like they all had these excellent chances between a couple power plays. Hudon had some with fourth line opportunities. I mean, it all adds up. The Canadiens have this all going their way after 20 minutes. They outshoot the Stars 10-2 in the period. It's really just kind of a dominant performance. And next thing you know, as one might expect, because sometimes it's what happens when everything's going your way, but nothing quite finishes properly, at least in hockey, you find yourself down a goal out of nowhere. And that's what happened. I mean, you had the Lekkonen opportunity on the penalty shot just a minute ahead. And then next thing you know, less than 2 minutes into the second, four shot of the night on Price in total, and Lindell finds the back of the net. For the Stars, it is 1-0, and the deflation begins for the Canadiens. Then you got Delorier taking a dumb penalty. That's another for the fourth line, and as Arpin Vasu tweeted at the time that it happened, 10 of the 27 penalties taken in total for at least by forwards. Let me repeat that so it makes some sense. 10 of the 27 penalties taken by forwards so far this season have been taken by the fourth line. So, little more than 1 in 3 penalties going to the fourth line. They play the least minutes. There's no way that adds up. That is a problem for the Canadiens right now. Fourth line has not been playing well, though Hudon, I think, had a pretty strong game against the Stars on Tuesday night, but they are taking a lot of bad penalties. And this one completely flips to Dallas's way. I mean, the shots indicated after 40 minutes, you got 19-17, the shots. And this is what I saw creep up on Twitter. Brian Wild, Global's Brian Wild, pushing the Yoel Armia is holding Kotkaniemi back narrative somewhat. Retweeting some people thinking about it, which I thought was interesting. I'm not saying I disagree with it or I agree with it. I hadn't noticed it, so I tried to watch for it from that point out. I didn't really see it to be the case in this game. But anyway, it's just something for us all to monitor going forward. I think, you know, I have enough faith in Brian Wild's opinion to give him some weight when he says, hey, I think Yoel Armia is holding back Kotkaniemi's development. So we'll watch for that. But I can't say I saw a lot of it from in the third period, but the third period was a weird game. I mean, Eric Engels also, I think, tweeting about it. Where's that Engels tweet? Yoel Armia leads the Habs tonight with 5 shots, 8 shot attempts, and virtually 0 real scoring chances. So the Habs media starting to suspect, it's Armia. He's taking a lot of opportunities. Is he taking them from Kotkaniemi? So the third gets underway, and wouldn't you know it, Brendan Gallagher scoring a very Brendan Brendan Gallagher style goal, his seventh on the season. I had my doubts for a second that the refs were going to let him have it. Thought they might call him for goalie interference. I mean, it is Brendan Gallagher. He doesn't seem to get those calls, but this time out, he got it. Unfortunately, that would be the only goal on the night for the Habs, a game in which they also lost Paul Byron. So we'll have to stand by and see what that means exactly. Yeah, the boat, later on, I mean, it became garbage. The Canadians did feel like they had a couple more opportunities to get back in this one. They had a power play for the Habs, and then suddenly you get a broken play. Devin Shore shorthanded. It's 3-1. There's 10 minutes left in the game, but it kind of felt like that was about it. There was another, maybe they might stir something up when it looked like perhaps they were going to go on the power play, but then Max Domi gets called for game misconduct. The frustration that had probably started setting in somewhere around the second period really came to a boil at the end. It was a tough one for the Habs. Radulov really sticking the dagger and he adding an empty netter. As I say, it makes it 4-1. Habs lose. Frustrating. It was a game that you really thought in the first 20 minutes, just some bad luck. And had luck just gone their way, it's a game that they probably would have continued to push on and won. But they were frustrated seemingly at every turn. Any chance they had of making something happen, it's kind of melted away. I mean, even in the final minute or so, with the game well out of hand and out of reach of 4-1, the fourth line still went for some opportunities that, you know, they just didn't bounce right. Ben Bishop was pretty good in this one. Suppose he deserves some credit, but a frustrating loss on the night for the Canadians. They'll be back at it. That's the good news. They're always back at it. Washington in a week at the Bell Center. Thursday night, 7:30 puck drop at the Bell Center. And Saturday night, Tampa Bay also at the Bell Center. 7 o'clock start to that one. Then the Habs hit the road for just a couple games. They'll hit the road, head to New York for a game against the Rangers and the game against the Islanders next week. Between now and then, let's take a look at scores from the rest of the NHL on Tuesday night. Calgary beats Buffalo in overtime, Flames tying that one in late going with a goalie pulled, and Johnny Gaudreau providing the OT winner. Pittsburgh falls to the New York Islanders by a 6-3 score. Boston edges out Carolina 3-2. Detroit beats Columbus 5-3. Tampa all over New Jersey by an 8-3 score. Tampa bouncing back from that 7-1 loss to Arizona. Nashville beats Vegas 4-1. Minnesota over Edmonton by a 4-3 score. Arizona pounds Ottawa 5-1. Alex Galchenyuk getting his first with the Coyotes in that one. Philadelphia edges Anaheim 3-2 in a shootout between the New York Rangers and San Jose. Saw the Sharks fall to the Blue Shirts by a 4-3 score. That'll do us. Until next time, I'm Zach Manos. Take care.